Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Brachot Daf Chaf Chet Amud Aleph, continuing to analyze the first Mishnah of this, the fourth parak, with the Zmanim of Tefillah. Rishal Musafin Kol Hayom. The Mishnah said you could say Musaf all day. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion until 7 hours was also recorded. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Nivini Kra Poshea, meaning if you say Musaf that late, you're a sinner, you're Yotze, but it's not right. Tanu Rabbanan, we have a bright as follows. This was invoked earlier. What if you have the possibility of saying one of two tefillot, both mincha and musaf at the same time? Which one goes first? You say mincha first, because it is more frequent. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Palel Shemusaf Hakam Palel Shemincha. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, of course, is that Musaf is only till 7 hours, so there's only a half an hour window during which both are possible. And at that point, the time for Musaf is fleeting. So therefore, he said Musaf first, Zumitzvah Overet, Zumitzvah She'ena Overet. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Halacham Palel Shemincha Hakach Mipalel Shel Musaf. So Rabbi Yochanan ruled, like the first opinion in the Braita, Rabbi Zera, feeling weak from his learning, he would go to this house, this Beit Midrash, so when the students come by, I'll stand up in their presence, and I'll get a reward for standing up. Meaning I was too tired to learn, so that's what I would do. So the rabbi himself came. So he said, did anybody say what the halacha in the Beit Midrash? They quoted Rabbi Yochanan saying, "En halacha Rabbi Yehuda damar mipalel damash musaf hakam mipalel shmincha." They had the same thing we just had, but in the inverse presentation. Instead of saying halacha is like Tana Kama, it says halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, but rather you say mincha first. Amar Rabbi Yochanan amara. Really, this is Rabbi Yochanan. Amar le'in tana mina arba'in zimnin. So he reviewed it 40 times. Amar le'chadahilach or chadatilach. Is it one or is it sharp? I have it sharp. My only problem was that I thought maybe Rabbi Shimon Levi was the author of the halacha. So now let's see what Rabbi Shimon Levi has to say. Rabbi Shimon Levi, kol palel tefillah shel musafin lachar sheva shaot Rabbi Yehuda, halava katuv omer nugei mimoed asafti mimei chayu. That he quotes the pasuk in Sfanya that says nugei mimoed asafti mimei chayu masait aleh cherpa. So nugei mimoed could mean that they are late to the time, or they are very sad from the time. So let's see. My mashvayin nugei leishna de tavra hu. It means broken. Rav Yosef tavra ati al sanein de Beit Yisrael al da'achru zimnei mo'adai de Yerushalayim. That they are going to be broken. The Jews are being broken because they delay the times of the mo'adim. If you say shachrit after four hours, according to Rav Yehuda, who says it's the 4 hours? I'll go to Omer and give him a same pasuk. Much like Nuge Leishna de Tsarahu, he reads Nuge as sad. Dichtiv dalfanav shimi tuga, the word yagon, sadness. Yitzchak amar mihacha, but to lotan nugot vihimarla. In Echa, her maidens are sad, nugot. Rav Avia chalash, velo ato the pirkadur of Yosef. So one time Rav Avia did not come to Rav Yosef's shiur. The next day that he came the next day, Abaye wanted to ease his mind about the fact that, Rav Yosef's mind about the fact that, Rav Avia didn't come. So he publicly asked him, why didn't you come yesterday? I felt very weak and I couldn't. Why didn't you eat something? That you're not allowed to say to eat anything before you say musaf, and so evidently he hadn't said musaf, and so he couldn't eat anything. And the day before, of course, was Shabbat because of the parak. You should have said musaf at home and eaten something and come. They told me to the meite. Rabbi Yochanan said, you're not allowed to say your own tefillah before the tzibur says it's tefillah. But Rabbi Abba said that Rabbi Yochanan's rule only applies if you're with the tzibur. You're not allowed to stand up and daven before they say tefillah. But at home, we don't rule like Rabbi Shuv and Levi about mitpalel shemusafin after the 7 hours. We don't rule like Rav Huna, which is that you may not eat anything before you say musaf. And we do not like rule like Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi. Rav Huna had Amran. Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi is the following. Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, kivan shi giyaz man tefilat mincha, slan dam shitom klum kosh palal tefilat mincha. This is a sugi at the beginning of Shabbat, daf yod. Once zman mincha comes, you're not allowed to taste anything until you say mincha. We don't rule like that either. So you may eat before Musaf, you may eat before Mincha. It's only for Shacharit that there's really a prohibition. Okay, the next Mishnah is very, very much in a different spirit than that of the first Mishnah. The first Mishnah presents Tefillah as a very well-structured piece, where you have to say Tefillah at the right time, and there's a machlok at what the times are. And here we find a very personal, almost ad hoc Tefillah. When he would go into the Beit Midrash, he would say a short tefillah. And when he would leave, he would say a short tefillah. And he was not saying this was normative, that everybody should follow it. But that was his practice. So they asked him, what's the purpose of this? When I'm on my way in, I pray that I shouldn't make some sort of mistake that will lead others astray. On the way out, I thank God for the fact that I have a chelek in Torah. Tanu Rabbanan, let's see a little bit more about this. So we'll see some of the text. So no mistake should come through me. I should not be mistaken in the word of halacha, and my colleague should rejoice with me. I shouldn't give an errant ruling, and my friends should not stumble on halacha, and I should rejoice with them also. Ziatom Omer, what do you say on the way out? And this should sound familiar to us from the Siyumim Modan Fenachash Abulkash, Samta Chalkimi Ashvei David Rash, Samta Chalkimi Ashvei Kranot. I thank you that you put my portion with those who sit in the Beit Midrash, not those who sit on the corner and idly chatting. Shani Mashkim Vehe Mashkimim, I get up early, so do they. Ani Mashkim Vehe Torah, Ani Mashkim Vehe Betelim, I get up early to study Torah, they get up early for nonsense. I work and they work. I'm familiar with the phrasing. Tanu Rabbanan, interesting story. Shechala Rabbi Eliezer. And this is Rabbi Eliezer ben Hukunus. When he was sick, Nichasuta Adal Bakro, the students came in to visit him. Amrulo Abenu, the Mondenu Orchot Chayim, Skeban Lachay Lamba. An ethical will, teach us the way of life and we'll get Olam Haba. Be very careful to respect your colleagues. Keep your sons from Higayon. Higayon here may mean too much analysis. They should first master the Mishnah. Put them between the knees of the Talmid Chachamim, meaning have them grow up in the Beit Midrash. Remember when you're saying Tefillah, who you're in front of whom you're standing. That will lead you to Lom Haba. Ukshechala Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who was his Rebbe, nichazuta medav lakor, they came to visit him. Kevan shirah otam mitchil livkot, he started crying. Ner Yisrael amurai mini patush patisha chazak, all these beautiful terms for him. Why are you crying? If they're bringing me before a human king, shem kano machar bakever, he's here today, gone tomorrow. Shem koresalim kaso kasolam, if he gets angry at me, it doesn't last forever. Masreini and Yisroosir Olam, if he bans me or puts me in Cherem, it's not forever. Mitaini and Mitamita and Tel Mitat Olam, and even if he kills me, that's not forever. Yachol, if I saw Bidvarim, I could butter him up, Lashachtob Mamon, and bribe him. But I'd still be crying. Bring me to God. He's around forever. If he's angry at me, that's forever. Masreini Yisroosir Olam, if he bans me, that's forever. He kills me, that's forever. I can't butter him up, I can't pay him. But I have two paths. The good place and the bad place. And I don't know where I'm going to go. I shouldn't cry. So they said, bless us. They realized he was about to die. You should fear God like you fear people. Adkan, that's all? Amar lahem ulevai. He said, it would be great if it was that way. Teduk shadam over avera omer shaloy ani adam. When a person sins, they look around and say, nobody should see me. People are very afraid of other people seeing them. They should be afraid of God. Shat p'tir atom alem p'tu kelim nea tuma. When he was about to die, he said, get all the kelim out of the house because of tuma. V'achinu kisei l'chizkiyahu melech Yehudah Shaban. Prepare our seat for Chizkiyahu, who's coming. And Rashi adds in the point here, l'alveni. He's coming to escort me to Olam Haba. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up with the next Mishnah, Mishnah Gimel in this Perek. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.